Friday night, hour three. Welcome back. We're having a little technical issue with the audio tonight, so bear with us if it starts to act up again. We should be okay right now. At least I hope so. Father Kramer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome back, and happy... All right. Okay, let me hop over to the phone.
That. Okay, I'm on the phone, and should be clear.
It's clear now.
All right, very good. All right, I was going to say, Merry Christmas, and happy holiday season. And it's very difficult for many people listening to this program and not listening, certainly the majority, to consider Christmas as a happy, stress-free time. They're really beaten up. The people are being pummeled nonstop. It's very difficult out there, and I just want to make sure that those who are struggling know that they're not struggling alone. We do care. We do remember that. It's just difficult, and I wanted to make that a point. So, what's going on? Oh, and thank you today. Father Kramer sent me an email. He sent me a couple of them. One of them is a barn burner. It's a picture of Trump in the Oval Office with Trotsky's granddaughter, a murderous, butcherous Zionist killer. Trotsky's granddaughter. What is she doing in the Oval Office, Father Kramer? It's almost a rhetorical question.
Well, it reminds me of something that Bella Dodd had said. After she converted to Catholicism and she wrote about her previous life as a communist.
Who is this again? Thelma, who?
Bella Dodd. Bella Dodd.
Oh, Bella Dodd. Okay. Got it.
She explained that when the lines of communication were interrupted and they couldn't communicate with Moscow.
Yeah.
To get their orders from the Communist Party leadership, they couldn't contact Moscow directly anymore. So they were told to go to the Waldorf Towers. It was three of the high and mighty capitalists who were the ones who were to transmit the orders for the Communist Party. So, it all goes down to what communism really is. And that's why I say Trump is a communist, because you have the communist ideology was something that was commissioned for Marx and Engels and those people to write. It's propaganda, right, to enlist the working classes in the revolution. The revolution that will put the bankers and the financial elite, the Zionist financial elite, to rule the world. And that is something that is touched upon in the Third Secret of Fatima, by the way.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Father Malachi Martin spoke about it, and from another source, I learned that Cardinal Stritch had heard the Third Secret from Pope Pius XII, and there was total agreement there that you will have a monopoly type of economy, and communism by definition is monopoly capitalism is what it is, and it is the control of capital goods, the international flow of capital goods, of course, will be completely under the control and under the restriction of the financial elite. And that's okay. what's going to bring about the economic collapse. And since we're at the end of the year now, that is my prediction for next year, that there's going to be a great economic financial collapse next year.
I think your prediction, your forecast is correct. I think it'll be an unprecedented collapse. And I do want to point out again that I'm suggesting that most people not get caught in the trap of thinking, all right, well, if it's going to be a collapse like 1929, 2008, there's going to be a recovery. No, there's not going to be anything like a traditional recovery at all. There's going to be a replacement. They're going to replace the status quo with their new version of an all-digital, controlled surveillance state. That's what's coming. So expect a lot of grief next year. I concur with you.
Yes, and it is all set up. It's out there. It's been published. It's publicized. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is that they have set up the system. And not only the financial system, but travel restrictions. It used to be that you could, I mean, I remember 50 years ago, if I was in the United States, I'd go to New York, hop onto a plane, and fly over to Rome. Or I would fly to Luxembourg and take a train down to Rome, either way. But when I would arrive in Europe, I show my American passport. There is no questions asked. I have a friend in Italy, an American, who told me one time he went to the Questura, which is the police headquarters in Rome. And he said he wants to comply with the laws, getting to have the his documentation in order as a foreigner living in Italy, and the policeman there said, well, let me see your passport. Shows an American passport. He says, oh, those laws aren't for you.
Huh.
I remember in 1980, I went to Germany. I took a train to Germany from Rome. Because I was stationed in a German parish for the summer, and as I crossed the border into Germany, the customs immigration officials spotted an African man, and they examined his documentation very carefully. They didn't bothered the German people very much. They saw me. They asked me. I showed my passport. As soon as they saw the American passport, they said, "You're all right." This and no questions asked.
Wow, those were the days, huh? Now,
even in 2002, things changed. The last time I traveled on an American passport was in 2002, uh-huh. And crossing I had to. When I was changing planes in Germany, I was actually questioned by immigration. I said, I'm just changing planes. I'm going to Canada. They treated me very favorably because they saw my German surname. So they spoke to me. The officer spoke to me in German and, that I was able to answer in German. He was kind of pleased with that. So I got the good treatment for speaking German in Germany. But the thing is, I never before had ever been asked a single question when I entered Germany. Never.
Interesting.
Or any other European country, because if you had a U.S. passport, the door was open to you all the time, and you had carte blanche. You came into Europe as if you were a citizen. The only thing you couldn't do is that you couldn't work without the proper documentation. You had to get a work permit to work. But to enter, just to stay there, you didn't need any kind of authorization. You never had to say how long you're going to stay. All you do is walk in like you own the place. And that changed with the – already they made some restrictions with the regulations, but now it's all changed. Now you don't get your passport stamped. Starting in 2026, you will not get your passport stamped anymore. It's all being done with some with the digital arrangement is being made now, and you have to be pre-approved to travel now, which means to say, it is like the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, you had to have a travel permit, what they called the propusk. You could not get on a train in Moscow. If you wanted to go to St. Petersburg, you couldn't just get on a train and buy a ticket and go to St. Petersburg in the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, you had to get the propusk, which is the travel permit.
Wow. I had no idea. And now they're trying to institute that very same kind of program in Europe?
To get from the United States to Europe, you have to be pre-approved now.
Who's doing the approving, the United States or the destination?
It's working both ways. The United States is doing it and Europe is doing it. However, that's only the beginning, because what they're intending to do is for internally within the United States, they're going to require a travel permit to travel inside the United States.
Well, who told you this? Who told you this?
I have been reading about this for decades.
When is this supposed to happen?
As far as travel restrictions, I don't know when that's supposed to happen, because I've heard about this more than 15 years ago, but it hasn't happened yet.
I see. Well, that's going to really anger a lot of people, for sure. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it hasn't already happened. It probably will. No, they're going for broke. These are evil doers, evil people. And, there's nothing to be put past them anymore.
This is why I try to warn people about what's happening, because this is the cover story for the initial phase of the implementation of martial law. Uh-huh. It is done under the cover of immigration enforcement, and that's only to keep the people asleep and not know what's really being done.
Right.
And the proof that this is not about immigration at all is that the Trump administration has come out repeatedly and said they're going after the criminals, after the worst of the worst.
Oh, I know. Father Kramer, they have commercials now on the internet, probably on commercial television as well, and it's talking about join ICE and help save America. And it says also in the commercial something about help us catch the worst of the worst, or the worst kind of illegal aliens, something like that. It's analogous to the worst of the worst. So that expression is now being used by ICE to try to recruit new members. And they are only going after a small fragment. This is not, as you well know, a mass deportation of anyone who is here illegally. They're going after specific people. And the numbers are relatively small. They're too small to project in Trump's 4 years, three to go, that he's going to make a significant dent in the number of... There might be 30 million here. We don't know. Please continue.
Yes, among those worst of the worst, they caught a college girl who's studying for doing her advanced degrees and such, and she wanted to visit her parents for Thanksgiving, and she got on the plane. Before she could get on the plane, they arrested her and they deported her to Guatemala. And this is the worst of the worst? I mean, what a joke. No, this is not about immigration. What it is if you are going after criminals, what you do is you use police intelligence, criminal intelligence. The police do the criminal intelligence procedures to catch the criminals. And they're not doing that. What they're doing is a military action. This is what you have is these platoons of ICE goons who are roaming around through towns and villages and cities. They're going to shopping centers. They're going to construction sites where you have foreign workers. They're going to farms. You have a lot of foreign workers on the farms, and they are using the rule of law of military occupation. During a war, when you have military occupation, the commanding officer can arrest anyone he suspects. He doesn't have to have exigent circumstances.
Doesn't even need to have
a reasonable, articulable suspicion. He can arrest people on a hunch, and they can investigate them and they can interrogate them, because that is the rule of law under military occupation, and that's exactly what ICE is doing. Total disregard of the rule of law. This is a military operation, and what does military operation mean? A military operation on the civilian population, and the suspension of the rule of law and due process is what you call martial law. That's martial law.
Yeah.
This is the first stage of martial law being introduced by stealth, so that the people will not understand that they are being subjugated to martial law.
Well, the plan is to use this on illegal aliens in the country, and Americans will be asleep at the wheel, thinking, "Well, this never happened to us." But yeah, they are introducing martial law. They're sneaking it through the back door, so to speak. And I understand what you're saying. Makes sense. Yeah.
And Trump is on record. He has said that he wants to include eventually in this dragnet. They want to include potential security threats. People who are potential security threats. Now, what is a potential security threat? It is someone that they think might commit a crime in the future.
Or Father Kramer, might incite the public in a negative fashion against the administration. Yes?
Yes. Well, and Trump has also been on record of saying that he wants to go after people who oppose his administration.
Him.
In other words,
yeah.
The Republic is founded on opposition to a ruling party, that you have a democratic process which includes an opposition. You're going to have political opposition, but he wants to outlaw political opposition. And so how can he talk about making America great again if he wants to abolish every principle that made America great to begin with?
Absolutely correct. He did give an address, as you may know, two nights ago to the American public. He was supposed to bring up the Venezuela issue, but he did not. He instead spent the entire hour talking basically about himself and how wonderful things are in America right now. He's nuts. And the American ideal is not even discussed anymore. MAGA is apparently severely damaged now. It's coming apart. They're getting wise to Trump's running his mouth, lying, his duplicitous behavior, his subservience to international Zionist Jewish supremacy. He will not stand up to them. He can't. I'm not saying he even wants to. His whole family's Jewish. I mean, come on, let's face facts. These are facts. And the war against people and their free speech is now ramping up. Anybody can be accused of anti-Semitism if they simply criticize Israel. That's anti-Semitism to many of these lunatics who are pushing these bills and laws and practices. And by the way, what you described as somebody who could upset the American public in a negative sense, would certainly, I would qualify for that. So would other people in the business of trying to disseminate the truth and reality. So things are potentially very bad here. They're on the surface, still seemingly to be relatively under control, but it could all change quickly.
Unfortunately, the Trump administration wants to exert a full spectrum dominance over the population.
Correct.
Keep them under total control, which means to say, with the anti-Semitism laws that they want to enact, outlawing any kind of political opposition as a potential security threat.
Right.
What this is leading to, and especially with private property being taken over by private equity firms, people cannot afford to buy houses anymore. With the financial collapse, people are going to lose their jobs. They won't be able to pay their rent. Trump's solution to homelessness is to put the people into detention places, to put them into detention. He's going to how do you make America great again if you turn the American people into a nation of inmates?
Of course. Absolutely correct. No, listen, there's no way to look at the Trump administration with anything but abhorrence. It's awful. And he's lying. He changes his stories all the time. He's not a credible person. And he is a controlled person on top of all that. We know that. He has invited, or perhaps it was Netanyahu who invited himself, over to the White House for his fifth visit of the year. It's not happened yet, but it's already been agreed to. So Trump is a puppet. I think everybody understands that. He's not his own man. Oh, they let him get up there and run his mouth, raving about how wonderful he is, how fabulous everything is in the country, when in fact nothing has been worse in this country except perhaps Black Friday of 1929. Things are bad here. And you're right, next year is going to be hell on earth, at least over here. Europe is struggling mightily already, we know that. But this is going to be quite a show here, quite a freak show.
We have this massive invasion. I don't call it just immigration. I call it an invasion here in Europe.
You have to call it an invasion. Yes, of course.
And the government of traitors here in Ireland is allowing all these military-aged Muslims to come into the country. This is going to lead to utter chaos in this country.
Well, you're going to have civil war, lots of deaths, lots of horrible things perpetrated against the Christian world. The war on white people, white Christian people, is only gathering steam. Remember, in the Quran, I do believe it says, anyone who is not among the faithful must be put to death. All right? A lot of these lunatics believe that. With their 75 IQs or whatever they have, they're not the brightest people in the world. Certainly not as bad as the Somalis, who are in there at 67.4% IQ. But it's a frightening situation. I don't know how Europe. It's sad. Remember all those people who were welcoming the third world, the poor immigrants, and we're going to take care of them. All they need is a hot meal and a shower and a nice place to sleep, and they'll be wonderful citizens. They'll learn our way of life. They'll learn our history and our culture. What was wrong with those people? Are they nuts? Assimilation has never worked. It never will work, especially if somebody's got an IQ at a mental retardation level, which is what 67 is. So is 75.
Well, do you know what we call here in Ireland? We see these Muslim women walking around in the costume that they wear. We call them walking letterboxes.
Letterboxes. All right.
Yeah, because all you have is that eye slit. You know.
I got it.
Like a mailbox where you drop in the letters.
Oh. So yeah.
These are walking letterboxes.
That's not a bad analogy. I get it. Yeah.
They don't want to be assimilated. They dress like that in
this
country.
They will not assimilate. They're going to change Europe into a Muslim world. They're trying it over here. They control a couple of American cities now. One of them, I don't know. I think it's Dearborn, Michigan. One of them, maybe two of them, are now doing the call to prayer on mega loudspeakers 5 times a day. And everybody in the city, everybody hears it. And it's I don't understand. Americans are not standing up strong enough to this. Our political system has been exposed as a complete and utter fraud. It's not protecting us according to the Constitution or anything else. So we're in real trouble here. Not as bad as Europe. Not yet, but it's potentially right outside the door.
Europe is in a pathetic situation. When I lived in London, I noticed that it appeared very much to me that the Englishmen were the minority in the capital city of their country.
Yeah, and by the way, in London, people are being arrested for praying silently in public. The cops go up to people and say, "Are you praying?" If someone is just being silent and standing in protest. If they're praying out loud, they get arrested. And they get arrested for publishing things on social media. They get arrested for publishing things on their website, etc. And speaking, same thing. If they say the wrong thing, they could be arrested and are being arrested. And all of these horrible crimes are not being addressed by the courts at all. None of them.
In Switzerland, a man has just recently been convicted because he had the audacity to say that the male and female skeletons are different, and that therefore these people. This is such a direct and irrefutable.
That's a biological fact of life, of course.
Yes, that male and female are different. A man is a man. A man is a male. A woman is a female. And they have a difference in the skeleton. He pointed out this anatomical fact. He pointed it out. He was arrested and convicted. He's in jail now.
And this is which country?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Wow. Wow, pretty pathetic. That's just terrible. That's awful. Well, we may see the same thing here. I hope not. But what are the people there to do? They're not getting any support from their so-called governments, except for Hungary and a couple of other. Poland, I believe, is pretty firm on things. But much of the the French, the Belgians, Germans. To some degree, I guess, the Spanish, they're just, and other countries as well, of course, Sweden and Netherlands, Norway. This is an awful thing to see happening. And most Americans are, frankly, oblivious to it. They hear about it a little bit, but they've got their own trouble now. And believe me, Americans have trouble. So they don't fully digest the crisis that has been perpetrated on Europe and all of its heritage, all of its history, all of its wonderful past. And yes, there were some terrible things in Europe's past, I understand. But I wouldn't trade what Europe was under any circumstances. It's been so loud. It's tragic.
But there is an orderly way of dealing with the invasion, the so-called immigration crisis. There is an orderly way of doing it that... And the Trump administration is doing it in a totally maladaptive, dysfunctional manner that it's going to only make matters worse, because what he is doing with the ICE, with their blatant racial profiling, they're stoking the flames of racial tensions to the point that you're going to have there's going to be a civil war because of this.
It could happen. I concur. It could happen. We have to keep in mind that Muslims, Somalis, are not the only threat to America. There are 5.5 million Communist Chinese Party members living in America legally now. many of which are going to American universities, Trump has just okayed another 600,000 Communist Chinese Party, CCP, and People's Liberation Army, PLA, members to come to L.A., the U.S. This is going to get to be worse and worse. It's not going to get better. There, if you take the 6 million Chinese that are here, 6 plus million, and just take 10% of them, make just for kicks, 10%. That's an army of over 600,000 ready to go to civil war or to terrorism, warfare, you name it. And they're here. And if they were ordered to do it, they would go out and they would take all of our power infrastructure down. They would break up our water supply systems. There could be a lot of things they could do to bring this country down. And that's 600,000 members of the 6 million, in addition to the 600,000 members of the CCP. People don't know that. They don't think about it.
That's also proof that this whole idea of removing aliens who are a security threat is a total lie, because these communist Chinese are the greatest security threat to the nation. Are they being removed?
That's my take. I believe that. And I mean, they don't have 65 IQs. They're pretty smart people. They have over 100 IQ on average. They're very high in many cases, 110, 105. They're up there. And so they're trained. They've been sent here. They're basically being subsidized by the Chinese Communist government. And Trump just let another over 500,000 more in. For what? What's the reason? Unless they're here to cause trouble. And that's part of Trump's agenda.
That's what they're being let in for. Trump himself personally is probably too stupid to understand that. But his right? policies are so ill thought out that it will lead to, and this is something I read about in prophecy, Catholic prophecy, 50 years ago, that the United States will temporarily be broken up. It will revert from the governance of the federal government. The states will individually have to govern their territory because the federal union will temporarily disintegrate. And that's what Trump's policies are leading to, the disintegration of the United States.
You see it very clearly from over there. I appreciate your perspective.
And I was reading this in the prophetic texts. This is not something coming out of American politics or American propaganda. By the way, I was reading it in the Italian language. These were prophecies that were recorded and published in Italian. And I read it. I read this 50 years ago.
Wow. Well, the plans are not new. They're just coming to fruition now. And it's all being predicated on this overwhelmingly, incredibly fast takeover and complete reformatting of virtually everything we do with artificial intelligence, which is unfortunately in the hands of the very people we would rather not have control of it. These are bad people.
And that, again, is the third secret of Fatima, that the global governance will be such that it will turn the world into a dictatorship. There will be a reign of terror over the world. It won't last long, but there will be a reign of terror. It will be over North America and Europe. More explicitly, one of the monks of Mount Athos made the prophecy decades ago that Europe will be subjected to a Jewish tyranny.
I think the argument could be made that's already happening, but if it's going to become more blatant and more obvious, I don't know how much more it can, but I hear you, and I think that's right.
And this Zionist gang, again, I'm not anti-Jewish. I don't oppose the Jewish people as such. It's like the Italian mafia. You could be against the Italian mafia, and that's right to be against it. But that doesn't make you anti-Italian, that you hate Italian people.
Of course not. No, a point well taken, and shouldn't even really have to be discussed among intelligent people. We get that.
I'm not anti-Jewish. My ancestors were Jewish. I have no hatred for people of Jewish ethnicity. But
we don't.
It is this mafia, this Jewish mafia. That is what I oppose.
Jewish Zionist supremacist mafia. That's a good term.
Yes.
And you're correct.
Yes.
It's inarguable, Father Kramer. It is what it is. And when they get together and they take such incredible amounts of control of this country and of many European countries, it's so easy for them to extract anything they want from the people. It just becomes a piece of cake. They can do it. They own the media. They've created a common sense perception of American history through the motion picture industry that they founded and own. Hollywood is disintegrating. AI is changing everything. By the way, Disney just signed an agreement. I think Netflix or somebody, I can't remember now. It was with a company that makes AI videos. You can make your own motion picture now with AI. And you're allowed, with Disney's new rules, to use any of the primary Walt Disney characters in your movies that you make with this particular AI, we'll call it software. So that's one of the things. You're going to see all the late Hollywood stars who were gone 50 years ago or more. They'll be coming back in movies. They'll be as absolutely perfect as they was and as they were when they were originally filmed. When Hollywood was the giant film industry that it was, no longer that, it was producing American culture. You think about it. Now that's all being fragmented. Now it's turning out to be something that's in the hands of the public. They can make movies now. And they can use the famous people who are now deceased, actors and actresses, or Disney characters. We know that much for sure. So it's going to be a really wild freak show here before this is all done. There are going to be movies and motion pictures by the tens of thousands appearing on the internet in the next couple of years. They're already at it. It's pretty crazy.
So what we see taking place now is communism is taking over the United States, but not under that
name. It is. It absolutely is. Yes.
And
well, remember, Father Kramer, if I can again make this point, the country is split in half. Trump got 77 million popular votes. The camel, Harris, got 75 million. That's just about a dead heat. He won key states, key districts, and made his mark, but he calls it a landslide. How is a landslide 77 to 75 million votes? So, yes, the trouble is only beginning here, and it's going to become far more obvious here with every passing day.
With the electoral system we have in the United States, if you win 51 to 49% in all 50 states, you win all 50 states. That's what they call a landslide, but you actually won the election by only 2%.
It's ludicrous. I concur. Yeah. We have the most wonderful document in the world. It's called the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. No one that I know of mentions the Constitution or the Bill of Rights beyond the First and Second Amendments. Those are the most critical. That's arguable. But I don't hear anybody talking about the Constitution. I see Marjorie Taylor Greene has thrown in the towel. She's quitting Congress. She's talking about running for president, but no more. She's gotten too many death threats. She's out on January the 5th. And Thomas Massie will be the last member of Congress who has my respect And I think he's probably the last viable good member of Congress. There may be one or two other good ones, but once we lose Marjorie Taylor Greene on January the 5th, and then Trump is going to try to primary Massey out of re-election, we may have nobody left.
This Antichrist New World Order that is being set up in the world today replaces the sovereign nations, states, with an international global control by the great corporations under the Vanguard Corporation, of course, the one that owns most of all the other corporations.
Like
BlackRock. And Vanguard is owned by the oldest European banking families, Zionist Jewish banking families. And that they are the people who created the communist ideology to put themselves into power.
Right.
And most Americans just do not understand. They think, why would the capitalists, why would the bankers be promoting communism? Isn't this suicidal? No, it's not. It was designed from the beginning to consolidate their power over the whole world. That's what it's about. They control.
Absolutely
it.
Correct. Yep. I didn't know the Vanguard ownership was obviously and traditionally that evil. I'm not surprised. If all of you listening out there really want answers, and you have a company or a corporation you're interested in and trying to find out the truth about, look up who is the ownership. Look who's on the board of directors or the stockholders. The same people. The names tell you the story. In most every case, you're going to be not disappointed. If you're looking for Zionist control, it's all there.
That's right. And even before the Communist Party, as we know it, came into existence, back in the days of Bakunin, who died in 1876, even he was the one who spoke of the communists of his day as having one foot in the revolution and the other foot in the bank.
Really? Well, nothing changes, huh? Well, same old. It's all about money, greed, control, and they do not hold Christian white people in any kind of position of respect at all. For all of you out there, don't ever make the mistake of thinking otherwise. They hate most Christians and whites. They consider themselves... Go ahead.
I knew a man. He eventually became a Catholic priest, Father Eugene Daniels. I knew him in Rome. He had been one of the I think his position was called executive vice president of Chase Manhattan Bank or something, one of the branches of Chase Manhattan Bank.
Right.
And one of the clients was a wealthy Jew, and he always had friendly relationship with this Jewish customer. And one day the man came in. He was somewhat disturbed, and he said, "Mr. Daniels, is it true what I have heard about you? I don't believe a word of it, but I want to hear it from you. Is it true that you are a Christian?" And Daniel said, "Yeah, that's true." That Jewish client never spoke to him ever again.
Wow. Well, there you go. It's a perfect example. Perfect example. Just read the Talmud. Read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion if you want to understand the game plan that's in its final stages. Total takeover. Understand, you will not have a future under these people except that which they want to give you, if it's much of anything. Also understand that those people are behind the injections of over 5.5 billion people on the planet with the COVID death vax. Don't forget that. And everyone who's taken it, if they got a viable dose, has a shorter lifespan or they're already dead. This is mass genocide against all peoples except them. And don't think for a second that Trump took that shot. Please.
They want to control the population and to have better control over the population. They have to reduce it. And besides, it's also part of their ideology is the murderous intention of genocide against the human race.
That's right.
I remember the leader of the Communist Party in the Philippines saying how they have to reduce, as soon as they come into power, they have to massively reduce the population, which means killing off huge numbers of people. Communist propaganda, of course, works in third world countries, countries with depressed economies. It would never work. Communist propaganda doesn't work in the United States because the American people are not adaptable to that. I remember Clark Gable in a movie talking with who was the actress who played the Soviet Russian girl. And she was spouting all the communist propaganda. And Clark Gable says, "Americans, we can't go for that. You know, we like to be free. We like, you know, we like our baseball and things like that. We can't go for that kind of communist slogans and such. That doesn't work well with us." I'm paraphrasing here, of course. I don't remember the exact lines.
But sure.
What Clark Gable was explaining in that movie was exactly why you don't have the communist propaganda, the Marxist the Marxism-Leninism that was being propagandized through the underdeveloped countries of the world and to the Russian population and the Russian Empire, because that is simply a propaganda designed to dupe the people into accepting rule of the Zionist financial elite. So the true communism is being imposed in the United States, but without the Leninist propaganda. They don't need that. They have, because the direct rule by capitalism is something that is more is easily concealable. It can be more easily camouflaged under the guise of a free enterprise capitalist system, but it's not. It is monopoly capitalism, which is the very definition of communism.
Well said, perfectly said, and accurately stated. Unfortunately, the rank and file of Americans are in such dire condition right now. They're stressed, they're beaten up, they're financially at the edge of their existence, and I don't know how do you retrieve so many people like that? And do remember that 80% of Americans took that shot. I can't overstate that, how important that is. And for everybody out there who's listening who took the shot, wherever you are around the world, I hope you're doing well. And there are some things that can be helpful. You got to get rid of the spike protein, number one. And our Allicin C is the only thing that has a scientific medical paper proving that it will kill the spike protein in your body. Allicin C, look it up, study it, and I would urge you to get that to help protect yourselves. It's the only thing I know of. Father Kramer, we're just about out of time. Anything you want to say in terms of Christmas? And I do wish you the very best for the Christmas holiday. I know you'll be celebrating it in a very special way. And I just, you've made such a great contribution here, and I really thank you and appreciate it.
Well, let's never forget that Christ is King. When the angel announces the coming of Christ, that he is the king, and he will rule. Christ will rule.
Very good. Very good. All right. We'll talk in the new year. Be safe, be healthy, and Merry Christmas. Okay. Father Paul Kramer. Okay, we will have a weekend to think about these things. Christmas next week. Thank you for being here, and have a good weekend, and try not to stress too much. Relax. All right, we'll talk soon. Take good care.